What's it to you?
There's nothing more personal, more intimate than taking a man's life. You look down the barrel through that scope just before you shoot him, and you see him. You see the way his face looks right before you squeeze the trigger. You're going to remember him every time you close your eyes. So is that really something you're so eager to step off this ship and do?
She's glaring at you, mad, disgusted even, and yet she's leaning in so close, hanging on your every word. No. Well, if I had to. Well, ugh. And she just, like, picks up her tray and stomps off and exits.
Go back to eating my, Soylent.
Looking down at your Soylent, mucking around. Reminder of a meal just before the war, just before you were assigned and taken away from your outpost and reassigned, spending what time you could with this slightly needy family woman and her daughter. You never really figured yourself as a father figure or whatever, but there's really only one thing you can teach the kid, and it's the discipline of being a shooter. Naturally talented, she'd make a great spotter at least. The mom objected at first, but, the kid eventually sought you out. But this young woman reminds you of this young, pubescent, strong-willed, her eyes and her demeanor say one thing, but the body language, she has a need for something, a crave for something, a bar that she set high and knows that she needs to be focused to get there and is too proud to ask for help. That's how it started before, but it didn't end well. Not for the mom, not for the kid,